Just a little testimony. That's the first time I've been able to prophesy in the house for over 3 years.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And I want you to know that the moving of the Holy Ghost through your life enables you to hear the word we're going to hear this week. And without that moving, we'll never hear. We'll just be pew warmers sitting, hoping this change is coming. The change comes by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I just want to confess him tonight. He is the power of our salvation. He is the one who gives us life when we have none of our own. When we feel we're all done and sitting on the shelf and finished, God says, it's just begun. And as you apply yourself to my power, and I want to say to you tonight, God spoke to me in here. There's people and family in here who've let the Holy Spirit become dull in their lives. And that's not what God wants for you. He wants you to exercise his gift within you every day, every moment of every day, that you might be glorifying him. And all your prayer times and all your times together, that the Holy Ghost is having total dominion in our lives. Not just speaking in tongues. We all can just go shanda rabatsianda at any time because we've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. But he wants more than that from us. He wants us to become lovers, great lovers, deep lovers, where he is the lover of our soul. You've got to apply yourself to that. It doesn't just happen. It comes by meditating and giving yourself wholly to the Lord. So I just want to testify to the greatness of the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. You can never praise him enough. You can never speak to him enough. You can never be on your face before him enough. We need him. He's the one who's going to lead us and direct us. No preacher can do that for you. I don't care how clever they are, how articulate they are. They can never lead you to the intimacy of Christ. But the Holy Ghost can, because he's been given to us to lead us and guide us in the ways of Christ. So if we want to know more about Christ, get into the power of the Holy Spirit. So I just want to thank him tonight. You have no idea how that felt. Just feeling him moving through your spirit and through your body and feeling him just changing us in a moment of time as we give ourselves to prophetic announcement. Give yourself. How many have sat year after year and never gave themselves to prophetic announcement? It's for all of us. It's not for a handful or for special people who sit up the front. No. It's for every one of us. Amen. And all we've got to do is release ourselves into the boldness of the Holy Ghost and the beauty of his holiness and that precious time when he overshadows us and we feel ourselves being lifted out of this world and this earth, and we get into that place of resurrection life is true. And it's what we're all wanting. Every one of us are looking for that. But give yourself to the Holy Ghost. Give yourself to the gift. How many's moved in the gift today for more than 5 minutes? How many has really just fallen in love with him who is love? You know, people are looking for love. I'm looking for love from Bobby. He can't give me that love. And we've been married 63 years. Oh, he loves me, and I love him, but he can't give me the love that will satisfy me. Only Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we've got to give ourselves to him. Don't look for that love from somebody else. Look to him who wants to fill you to overflowing. So just a wee testimony. It's just great to be here. It's been so long. And to see you face to face, it's a great, great day. And we love you. Thank you. We think of you all the time. We pray for you here, as we pray for every community in this room. Every night we lift them up before the Lord and say, Lord, bless them. That's our family. Keep them in the power of your Spirit and bring them into greatness in your time and your name. So love you. Thank you. Bless you.